Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you are here. We're hoping you're all ready for Christmas and the holidays, and good stuff's happening, and good stuff is happening, whether you see it on the news or not. Anyway, we're very excited about the good progress being made worldwide. Rod is a trans channel, which means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who comes through then comes through pure and clear, without filter. And it is whoever's most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, which is you. So, we get no advance notice, so we're in for a lovely surprise, I'm sure. And here we go.
Hello, dear one. This is St. Francis.
Ah, how nice, St. Francis. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
Did you come because of Jazz and Sizzle today or some other animals?
Because of them, because of many animals. And the problem is that their humans don't pay attention to them because they're always trying to help them.
Yes, the animals are always trying to help.
Always.
Yes. Okay. I get that. And yes, you're right. Humans don't pay attention, and we need to. I know that I've been learning how to communicate better with Jazz and Sizzle, and I guess everybody needs to work on developing that capability.
It is just a matter of focus, right?
Yeah, okay.
If you focus on the animal and send the pictures from your brain, they get them. They read pictures extremely well. I know you know that.
I do know that, and I forget sometimes to send the pictures. I sometimes talk to them, but I guess they get the energy of what I'm saying. And what I'm feeling. So maybe I'm not good at sending pictures, but I'm maybe sort of doing it another way. That might be pretty common with humans.
Dear, I hate to break this to you, but there is nothing common about you.
Oh, my. Okay, well, isn't that true of everybody, actually?
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, it is.
It is. All right. Very good. Okay, well, we have quite a few things. Let me start with Jazz trying to help the host with a bit of illness on our trip. Is Jazz doing okay?
He's doing excellent. Absolutely fantastic.
Okay, I wanted him to go outside more today and put his feet in the dirt and get the electron transfer from the earth as an electron giver, which gives energy to replenish what he was giving the host so generously. I hope he did some of that today.
He did as much as he needed to.
He did. All right. It wasn't very long, but
it wasn't.
Okay. Okay. And Sizzle still gets feeling like the second-rate cat sometimes, and we don't want him to feel that way. So we're trying to help that. Can you help?
Oh.
Okay. They're both very important to us. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I am aware that they're important to you.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure you are.
And you're important to them.
Oh, we know that. And it's hard on them when we travel, even for a few days. But I guess they made it okay.
They did indeed.
Okay, thank you. I'm sure you helped, too, you and Merlin. Okay, let's see. What's the status of the net neutrality situation? Our access to free internet or paying for providers as opposed to corporate takeover and control? Is that a done deal? Do we still, I don't know what happened today, if it was passed, if it came up today. if it then could go to the Supreme Court. What is going on with that?
It is going along well, but the people are going to have to be the final push to make this happen.
Okay. Well, maybe some sleeping people, if they get problems with their internet, maybe they'll wake up. If maybe this is all happening to help some sleepers wake up and step up and say, oh, no.
Your lips to God's ears, as they say.
Well, sometimes people have to be inconvenienced in order to wake up and see that there's something they need to take care of that they're not taking care of, that they've been ignoring. And maybe that is that one of the purposes behind this whole net neutrality thing?
One of many.
One of many. Can you elaborate?
The internet needs to be the free, unfettered tool that it was designed to be.
Yes, it absolutely does. And so this is not something that's lost, right? Are the Galactics helping us with this to keep it?
Of course they are.
Of course they are. Okay. And it will be a wake-up call if some people get inconvenienced where they haven't been paying attention. All of the above?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Anything that we as individuals need to do at this point right now before we get more news?
Don't take anybody else's word for what is happening.
Not take anybody else's word, even people in the know? In other words,
there are going to be many who oppose this and will put out a whole lot of negative information that just simply is not so.
People of the cabal type.
No kidding.
Okay. People who want to be able to take over the internet or think they have, and it's a done deal and all this fake information, right?
Yes.
So we just don't buy into it and do what we need to do to make our voices heard, yes?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Does Trump really understand what the net neutrality thing is all about?
Yes, he does. Yeah.
He does. Okay. So he's looking to see how it sorts out and what he can do?
He understands it in spades, and he will make it happen.
Okay, but he needs our support.
Yes, that's what I'm telling you.
Okay, support Trump. Okay, got it. Cindy, welcome.
Hi, thank you for being here, St. Germain.
No, this is St. Francis.
Oh, sorry, God, I keep doing that, don't I, Mary? Sorry, St. Francis.
No, don't worry.
Now, Putin is going to create his own internet, so because of what's happening with ours and the cabal. Is that going to happen? And if so, when will he have it ready to go? Working?
It will happen, but it's probably not going to be ready to start working until late summer.
So when will the people of the United States be able to use it?
By it, you mean Putin's network?
Yes.
Oh, about 2 months after that.
Okay, because at the moment, what I've read is the United States was not included being able to use it. That's why I was asking. Okay. Today there was an earthquake near Fort Bragg in California, Was this an underground base being taken out?
It was an explosion, a base being taken out.
And was it totally removed?
That's a nice way to put it.
Okay. Okay. So what is the real reason why the United States is moving our embassy to Jerusalem?
It's one of Mr. Trump's games.
I didn't quite catch that. It did not come through clear.
It's one of Trump's games, and he's good at games.
Okay.
In other words, and he's the chess move, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. And if I remember correctly, in that area, there's a portal there. Is that true?
Yes.
And is Trump aware of that portal?
He has been informed.
Okay. And then with these California fires going, people are saying it's part of Agenda 21, and we understand that Agenda 21 is not going to be happening like the elite wanted it to. So who was being targeted by the lasers? Because there's two sides of the fence on this. Some say the elites were being targeted, and other people were saying that it was to get rid of the houses so certain types of development could be there.
Basically, it was a herding mechanism.
For the people.
Yes, trying to move the people to the city.
So is this going to end up working, or is it going to blow up in the elite space?
What do you think, dear?
Blowing up in their face.
Absolutely.
So were these done by airplanes that have the capability of doing lasers? Or was it from, like, satellites or a combination of both?
Satellites, dear.
So the people that are on the ground doing the computer work to do this targeting, do they understand what they're doing, or they being threatened to do it? What?
Most of them understand exactly what they're doing and why. Simply being threatened.
I didn't understand that last part.
Some understand what they were doing. Some were simply being threatened, which to me means the ones that understand are cabal and bought into Agenda 21, whether they knew all about it or not. And the ones that were threatened didn't want to lose their jobs. Is that bottom line?
Bottom line, yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then I rewatched William Mount's description in his 2015 video about the ASTAR command. Was he pretty accurate about that?
Yes.
And so the other parts of that video that he was talking about, was that accurate also?
Yes.
Okay. And then the news is reporting that there's a spacecraft close to the Earth, and they're making all types of scenarios up, which aren't true. But whose craft is it?
think you will find it as Pleiadian.
And so will they be visible around the Earth, or will it just be through telescopes?
You mean visible to the human eye as opposed to telescopes?
Yes.
Yes, they will.
And when will people like myself be able to see it? Is that like in a month, 3 months?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day? And then what is their purpose for being here? Is this to tell the cabal, look out, here we are?
Your purpose for being here is supporting planet Earth and humanity.
So when you use the word supporting, can you elaborate on that?
Giving information, giving technical details on devices that they can have, etc.
To the White Hat. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then back on December 2nd, well, first of all, there's this website that has shows like there's two receivers here on Earth. And it every time like a meteor comes in or debris comes in to the Earth, it'll go beep. And if it's a bigger item, it'll go beep, beep. So that, and then there can be a few seconds delay or a minute or two delay before another debris comes into the Earth. On December 2nd, there was a recording that was over 2 minutes long of something coming in to the Earth. What was that? Because that's not normal at all.
That was this month coming.
Your answer was not clear.
It was the mothership. This coming Palladian, right? The Palladian mothership.
Yes.
So that's different than the one that they're talking about that's close to Earth? Or this was a different ship coming in?
Same one.
Same ship. That's the one.
Oh, big mother.
Okay,
so what they're talking about on the news, saying it's out way above us, that's not true because of what happened on December 2nd.
We're not clear on your question.
Okay, on December 2nd, this actually came through the atmosphere, and it would be like we could see it in the sky. Versus way above our atmosphere, way out there where the satellites are. Because whatever it was, it took over 2 minutes to come through the atmosphere.
That was this ship.
Okay. Okay. And then Peru's president is being told to resign or get impeached because of all the money he's been taking since he's been in office. I'm assuming he's cabal. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And will he be replaced by a person that is for humanity?
There is a great struggle over that at the moment.
Ah. Okay. So if that person gets in the office as president, who is not for humanity, that person won't be there very long?
That's not the only possibility. There are others.
Okay. Okay. And then what's happening with the Rothschilds? Because there's been two plane crashes there, and nothing's been said about the last plane crash of who was in it.
This is part of the war that is going on. They're being told that they're not invulnerable.
Okay. So the person that died in that plane crash, was that a good guy? The last plane crash a few days ago, was that a good person or a bad person?
Let's put it this way. They did not have any of humanity's interests at heart.
Oh, okay. Okay, and then there's a person by the name of James Gillian, and he owns the Yosetti Ranch, and he puts out some great videos from his ranch showing spacecraft there and stuff. But he put out some other information the other day ago that wasn't with talking about spacecraft or anything. What is his percentage of being accurate?
Only 98.25%.
Because he did make a statement. This is what he said. I have said repeatedly the RV cannot happen until the roundup. It is totally irresponsible to allow billions and trillions of dollars to get into the hands of the dark hearts. Is he accurate on this? Because it seems like it's going to be another year or longer before all the bad guys and gals are rounded up.
He's not exactly accurate on this one, dear.
Okay. And then a couple questions on the personal side. I live in an area, a little city called Rimrock, Arizona, and I'm close to Sedona. But when I drive, like, to Sedona or to the other cities close to me, which are little dinky cities, I feel like this is a caldera that we live in. Is that accurate because of the way the mountains ring around us?
It is a vortex of vortexes.
Oh, so is there any major vortex right by me here in Rimrock?
It's not very far away, dear.
And how far away is it?
You can measure it in feet.
Oh, so is it east, west, north, or south?
East and north.
East and north. Okay. Is it feminine or masculine energy or a combination of both?
It's feminine.
Okay. And then is Boynton Canyon, I read once that there's a base underground in Boynton Canyon here. Is that accurate, a bad guy's base?
It is.
Is that still active?
Yes.
And is there any approximate date you could give when that one's going to be removed?
I could, but it would not be for the best for humanity.
Okay.
For me.
Okay, that's fine. And about how many vortexes are here in the Sedona area?
Nigh on to 50.
Oh, my goodness. So 400 wasn't even close. Okay. I work in the tour industry talking about Mother Earth and vortexes and such, and I've been concerned. I've been telling people the wrong amount of, because they go, well, we'd like to go to all the vortexes. And I smile and I go, well, that's a little hard. We have over 400 of them. They go, really? So around 950. That's a lot. Okay. And then my wonderful ambassador, Ari, about how many more days do I have to keep him in the house so he knows to come in at night?
How many more days do you have to keep him in before he knows that?
Yes.
4.5.
Oh, goody. The other cats will be very happy. So he'll start coming in at night instead of staying out, because my concern is the coyotes. It's very cold, and he's got some major owies that are healing now since I've forced him to stay inside.
Well,
so 4.5.
He will bite no matter what you do.
So he won't come back inside then at night?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when he can, he will fight.
Okay. What you mean fight? Fight me or fight a coyote or another cat?
Cat.
Oh, okay. There's one that's a pain in the butt around here. Okay. So I'll work on doing pictures like you coached with Mary. So,
good.
And he's, pardon?
Good.
So is there anything that you can tell me that he wants me to know that I haven't been getting?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
He says one word. Chill.
Kill or chill?
Chill. C-H-I-L-L. Chill.
Oh, okay. Oh, could you please ask him to do one thing for me, though? Could you tell him to quit pissing on the bath towels and the carpet?
I will tell him.
Okay. Well, hopefully he'll stop. Well, thank you very much, St. Francis. Namaste. And thank you, Mary.
Namaste.
Okay, Cindy. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And keep his cat box clean so he'll use it instead of other things.
Every day we put in a whole different types of kitty litter today. So hopefully that'll stop it. So.
Okay, we use wood chips. It's more expensive than regular litter, but it's more natural, and I think they like it better.
We don't have wood chips out here. We have dirt and rocks. They wouldn't know what wood chips are.
Well, it's the litter that comes that you can buy commercially. It's wood chips, and you use it
yeah.
for rocks.
Well, you know my financial situation at the moment. That's right now not possible.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I'm going to hang up and redial so I can listen.
Okay. Very good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, Paul Ryan resigning. This is probably a good thing. Is it because he's guilty of some stuff that he's going to try to get out of, or what?
Yeah, I think it would be safe to say that he can see the handwriting on the wall.
Okay, so he has some history that he probably doesn't want exposed, and he wasn't supportive of Trump anyway. So it's time for him to bye-bye, eh? Yes. Okay. John McCain in the hospital. What's behind this? Is he just hiding out?
It's an easy exit strategy.
Okay. Will this be his real exit strategy so he won't have to be prosecuted? Or is that sensitive information? Is this what he's choosing instead of public embarrassment, shall we say?
He's choosing to exit the planet.
Yes. Yes, well, that's he thinks that's the easiest way out, right?
For
him, yeah, because he's big time in trouble if everything gets exposed that about him.
There already has been.
Well, it has been, but not to the whole public, particularly the ones who are not reading and listening. Oh, we have a kitty being petted by St. Francis. Yes. Smart kitty. Okay. Bitcoin. Is it a cabal?
Did you get bit by Bitcoin?
We didn't touch it. I knew from the beginning that not to touch it no matter what. Not having a large amount of money to commit to it helped. But, yeah, I knew there's got to be something wrong with it. So,
yes.
Yes. It's a cabal operation started by the CIA or some such?
CIA.
Exactly what I thought. Okay. So people who have gone into Bitcoin, would you recommend that if they can get out with some money to do so and then not go back at all? They have the opportunity to get something out and then just steer clear, or what?
If they do it not all at once and over a period of like 8 or 9 days.
Oh, okay. 8 to 9 days to get out, because I understand it's a lot, your funds are locked up for a while, but then you can take some stuff out. And just do it in small chunks. All right, that makes sense. Okay. The supposed Muslim group gathering on Sunday, which is the 17th, in Washington, D.C., to protest the U.S. Embassy being moved to Jerusalem. Is this just another paid cabal thing?
Duh.
Okay. And some of those people may feel they're sincere because they're not in the know and they're just going along with it.
They're being used.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay. What's the truth about Moore and the Alabama election? What really happened? And is Moore a good guy that should have been elected? And will that be fixed?
Well, no. This is one of Trump's traps.
Oh.
And guess what? He got him. The election will be overturned.
Okay.
And he will win.
Okay, so we're reading about a lot of voting fraud going on in Alabama over this. Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
And that is the only reason the other guy won? Okay, so the fraud is true. We hear that there were dead people who voted and people in nursing homes and prisons that were guided, shall we say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so will the process be that the vote will be significantly challenged? It'll go to the Alabama Supreme Court or something like that. And are they as corrupt as most of the others?
They will know that they are under intense scrutiny, and so they won't dare screw this up.
Nothing like pressure to make a bad guy do good, right?
Correct.
Or good in a specific amount, okay, is more of basically clean and a good guy, and the stuff against him was made up, or?
It certainly was.
Okay, so he's basically a clean, good guy.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, so that's all going to sort out. That's excellent.
Trump trap once.
Trump trap. I love it. He's so clever. I love it. I love it. Okay, so the Inuit people in the northern Arctic areas are saying that the sun has changed, the earth has shifted, the magnetic pole probably, axis tilt, that things look the same, that it's hard to predict the weather because of this. The predicting the weather is very important if you live in a really cold climate and have to rely on hunting and fishing to eat. Can you comment about this?
Yeah, it's a wild time. Enjoy.
Oh, gee. Well, it's a little hard on them for planning purposes, yes. But
yes, but there's a lot more freedom with them there.
Yes, and it's true that the Earth, the tilt is changing or has changed, the poles changing, all of that, right?
It is happening.
It is happening. Okay. And this is a natural historical occurrence, is it not? Or is it due to the galactic stuff going on and the Earth and humanity ascending and so forth?
There have been many cycles where the poles have changed.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the normal one, though, because this is ascension.
Okay. Okay, it is ascension. All right. So all of that is going on. Okay. Okay. Good. What about all over the planet? There's bodies of water disappearing. Now, I was told that the Mississippi River disappearing is that the water is falling down into the earth due to the fracking that's been done in that area. And so there's holes, and the water's disappearing down to fill the holes. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. What about all over the planet, like Brazil, and there's just a lot of places where the water is disappearing. Oceans are, the tides going way out, not coming back in. What are those about?
I think it would be safe to say that humanity is getting a few signals that things are changing.
Well, yeah, water is vital. This is a worry.
Yes.
Because if there isn't water, there isn't life.
That's correct.
The way we have life here on Earth. So, signaling change, yes. What can be, or should there be something done? Can there be anything done? How are people going to have water to live? What, is there any way to address this?
There will be a lot of small wells drilled.
Okay, so everybody has property, could drill a well. The cities could drill wells in their parks, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so the water is down in the earth. When the ocean is receding, is the water going down into the earth?
Yes.
It is, but these are areas where there hasn't been any fracking. Like the coast of Brazil or something like that. This is still what's happening, is the water going down into the earth.
Yes.
Okay. Why is that happening?
Again, it's not business as usual on your planet.
I get that.
This is one of the signposts that is pointing that direction.
Yes. Okay. yes. Is there anything to be done about it in the short term so that people have water? Or should they just drill wells? Drill small wells. Okay. Okay. There was a report that I received. I did not hear this myself. So this is third hand, that on the Bill O'Reilly show, that it came out that a lawyer offered some woman $200,000 to accuse Trump of some sexual misconduct. Is this a correct report?
Yes.
So whoever was listening to Bill O'Reilly heard this?
Yes.
So would be a kind of a wake-up call for people to realize that something is fishy? Yes?
You think?
Yes. Well, we know a lot of things are fishy, but this would be a specific incident. Was the lawyer identified by name?
Yes.
Oh, that's not a happy
circumstance
for that person, is it?
Right.
Okay. And did the lawyer actually do this offer?
Yes.
Yes, he did. And did the woman turn him down?
Have to understand that the cabal is desperate.
Oh, yes, they are.
Their backs are against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see a lot of things coming out of them that are surprising, but their backs are against the wall.
Yeah, cornered rats do desperate things.
Yes.
Yes. So this was, on the face of it, very stupid, but they are desperate.
Yes.
Who outed it? Did the woman out it? Or did she accept the deal, or what?
The programmers, the people in charge of the program that was playing.
Yes.
They did it.
Oh, the network people? The network people outed it.
Yes.
Whoa, now that's major progress, is it not? Because this is kind of major media.
It has cost them, but yes.
Ooh, like fires?
Yes.
Yeah, well, may they survive well and in better circumstances.
Amen,
is right. Okay. Okay. What's really behind the national monument changes and Trump turning maybe more of them over to the people, but corporations at this time are considered people? I know that's going to change. Is this another chess move on Trump's part? Yeah, I see a smile.
You bet it is. A big one.
Okay. So being a chess move, then, is he like trying to put out bait to trap the cabal to take this, the corporations take it, when it's going to be pulled out from under them at the last minute or something?
This is a brilliant move on Donald Trump's part.
Brilliant. All right. I buy brilliant.
Basically. Oh, you think you could run this better? There you go.
So he's going to let the corporations fight it out for control?
He's going to let the people decide who's going to run it.
Are the people ready to step up and do this? No, they're not. But, okay, so there may be some mess in the meantime until it sorts out?
Yes.
Okay, and some corporations scrambling, and then they lose money and go out of business? Or something like that?
Yes.
So it's a brilliant move. All right. Well, that does make sense. I am putting out that anybody who has not read The Art of War, just to start with, does not understand Trump's leadership style. And
that's true.
That would be true. And that would be a simple thing that people could read rather than really studying all kinds of war strategies and so forth. Yes.
That is an excellent manual on how to do it.
It's wonderful. It's brilliant, and it's so short and easy to read, not easy to understand. necessarily, but easy to read, where some books on leadership and war are like, oh, if you want to go to sleep in 5 minutes, open them up, any page. They're just too complicated. So, okay, all right, that is good.
And not
effective. Yeah, they're not effective. They may be historically interesting and correct for somebody who's interested in that. Most people aren't going to go there. But The Art of War, be easy to read, and it's probably on the internet. You probably don't have to buy the book. It's my bet. I think I probably have it. I could send it to people if anybody wants it. So let me know. Okay, Putin's showing up in Syria and announcing that some of his troops will go home. The report today that I read was that there's only one flying regiment and less than 5,000 troops were all he needed to commit to defeat ISIS in Syria. Is that true?
That is so.
That is true, because he taught them how to do it smart, right? Or the generals or whoever taught the troops well.
Make no mistake, Putin leads it.
Putin is awesome.
That
he is so awesome. Just amazing. Okay. And part of this report, which was by a woman named Lady Ray, I felt that the information on Syria and Putin is correct, but she was quite off base on Trump. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. She doesn't get him, but she got what Putin's doing.
Most people don't get Mr. Trump.
No, they don't. They've never had anybody in their life teach them real leadership concepts, real chess moves, real ways to look at how to be effective without being violent or argumentative or nasty. It doesn't take that to win. Okay?
No.
All right. All right. Okay. So, getting to the California fires now.
Don't you mean demolition?
Demolition, yes. Agenda 21, yes?
Yes.
Again, anybody who's not read Agenda 21, I would suggest get your butts on Google or DuckDuckGo or something and read Agenda 21, because it is nasty. And it's been in place for a very long time from the cabal, right?
The cabal's plan has not changed all that much in the hundreds of years they've been working.
No, they use the same old stuff. It's just harder for them now because they're out of money, which was a brilliant move on Trump's part to blow up the drug labs. And
excuse me, but that took Putin's cooperation and Xi's cooperation. That trio is what's going to do the cabal in.
Well, that's what I believe. That this is the magic three.
It is.
Yeah. Along with the galactic support and the white hats and all the boots on the ground and all the boots in the air, so to speak, backing them up. But this is the magic three.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And it's awesome. So awesome.
The freedom will come back to your planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long vacation.
Very long vacation. Well, I would say by 6 months to a year from now, things are going to be totally different.
Unrecognizable.
And wonderful, eh?
Yes.
Yay. All right. So, now, somebody says that China owns California. That's not possible, is it?
They own some parts.
Well, yeah, they've made investments in companies and properties.
Of course.
And one of the cities outside of L.A., Arcadia, for example, was heavily targeted by Chinese for beginning of the last 20, 30 years with cash, would fly in and buy homes. It's a very nice area, and it had lots of eights in the phone number, and that eight's a great number for Chinese, right? So they targeted Arcadia for buying property, and I'm sure there's other communities in California, too, but I live there, so I know. was going on. And in Sonoma County, people are being told they have to sell their homes for a quarter of the value, so to speak, but they still owe on the mortgage. Now, is that going to be flipped over somehow? Is somebody going after the Sonoma County City Council, or what's happening there?
This will change.
So this will be fixed one way or another?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And in Santa Rosa, people are being told they can't rebuild because that's part of Agenda 21, like you said, demolition, to get them into little cities with lots of empty space around.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so as unfortunate for some of the people that the California fires have been about, it's exposing Agenda 21 to people who had no idea, right?
True.
Absolutely no idea. And the video I saw of the fire department being told, shown the videos of the blue beam firing down onto specific properties, that they would have, the firefighters, unless they saw them themselves, would have no idea. Yeah?
Correct.
So that most firefighters and fire departments are pretty good guys, are they not, relatively speaking? And certainly put their lives on the line. This will be another place for people to, you know, them to say, what the heck is going on?
Who's that?
Well, the firefighters will be asking the questions of the fire department heads. Yes?
Yes.
And so this is going to create more stir, more information out, more people waking up. Is it not? Yeah.
Well, you're talking about the ones that are going to go.
Oh, don't tell me that. Well, we always have some of those until they don't ascend and they go to another area, another planet or something.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Eventually. Whatever. And think it through. Yes. Okay. The pedophilia situation, Pizzagate and all that, how's the progress coming along on that?
Excellent.
Excellent. All right. That is good. And let's see. Is there a fight going on over YouTube? And I know that YouTube is allowing a lot of what the cabal would not want allowed, and also shutting down others. Is there a fight going on within YouTube? what's happening to? I mean, Google's trying to shut down a lot of stuff. Facebook's trying to shut down a lot of stuff. Is alternative, shall we say? Is there a fight going on YouTube that seems to be a little more lenient? Is that just my impression?
No, it's happening.
It is happening.
There's this problem there.
Okay. Okay, so at the top of YouTube,
yes.
There's a fight. All right. Well, this is good. This is better than just rolling over.
Yes.
Because Google's a cabal company, is it not?
Yes.
Okay, we need that. Yes. Which is why they give so much to their employees. They have exercise rooms and freedom and a beautiful facility. Because it's paid for by cabal money, and they want people who will toe the line for them, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, and it's in Northern California, but probably was not touched by the fires.
Not at all.
Of course not. Okay. I'm sure there were innocent people and not unaware people touched by the fires. Are they ones that somehow, at some level, agreed to this? Somehow? Unconsciously? Because it always happens like that, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so there aren't any victims, really.
Read my lips. There are no victims. There never have been. There never will be.
It's true. It's all lessons and awareness, right? Perspective and wake-up call.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, St. Francis, do you have one last word? Our time is out now for our listeners.
If you will listen to your animals, you can learn a lot.
Okay. And people can learn to do that, can they not?
They can.
Yeah.
It's a choice.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you so very much for being here. We are very grateful. And thank you for stepping in tonight. Not perfect scripting. So we're very grateful.
No problem.
Thank you. Namaste.